Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Mem Gimel of Masechet Shabbos, the last daf of the 21st Perek and the first daf of the 22nd Perek of Masechet Shabbos. The topics we will learn about include: may one remove mukta items, such as shells and pits, from a table on Shabbos directly or indirectly only? In the context of discussing how various Amoraim moved pits, the Gemara mentions the special dignity that bread should be treated with. The Gemara will also discuss the status of small crumbs and whether they may be moved on Shabbos and discarded. Perek Chavos begins with a discussion of how much wine a person may save from a barrel that broke on Shabbos. The Mishnah goes on to discuss using liquid that had oozed out of fruits on Shabbos and distinguishes between different types of fruits based on whether he intended to use them for juicing and whether they are commonly used for juicing. Some of the key terms and concepts we will discuss include graf shel rei, something that is repulsive, like the bowl used for waste, may be moved out of the place where a person is on Shabbos. Mashkin shezavu, liquids that ooze out of fruits sometimes may not be used on Shabbos out of a concern that if we permit them, a person may come to squeeze fruits on Shabbos in violation of mafarik, which is a telada of dash.